on Sunday the 29th of April at 9:30 p.m. on RTE Television, Noel Joyce, who owns the Irish company Breezy Gardening, secured €33,000 investment for 33% of his company from none other than Sean O'Sullivan from Ireland's Dragon's Den. Today on The Sod Show, Peter Donegan talks to Noel Joyce on the how, the where, the why, the what, the whom. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to The Sod Show. The Sod Show, it'll grow on you. Join gardener Peter Donegan and not-so-green fingers Brian Green on Dublin City FM. Fridays, 3 p.m. The Sod Show, it'll grow on you. The Sod Show, Friday, 3 p.m, Dublin City FM. 103.2 Dublin City FM, The Sod Show for a Friday afternoon. It's show number 61. Coming up later, as you've just heard, Noel Joyce, Breezy Gardening, talking to our Peter Donegan here on The Sod Show. Well, if you remember back to show number 60, you might have heard me ask Peter what were the chances that Brian would actually go and grow something. Yeah, so if we're 60 shows in and we do one a week, that's just over a year and 2 months I've been on The Sod Show with Peter Donegan. And it hasn't gone unnoticed by the listeners that I don't do any gardening whatsoever. And I thought I'd do the show, I'd get the bug and I'd be straight into it, but it never really happened that way. I became the armchair gardener and haven't done anything. I mean, nothing. You won't believe nothing, but nothing. Until last week when I kind of put it up there in the show, will I do anything? And it wasn't based on Peter's answer back to me, but it was more something inside of me said, go on, give it a go, give it a try. And we're going to cover this in detail next week because Peter calls it gardening for children. That's the level I'm at. He's not being disingenuous to children, he's being disingenuous to me. And we'll cover this in some detail next week on the programme in a different kind of Sod Show. But just to tell you what it's all about is that I got 3 pots and I got some potting clay and I got 2 bulbs, 2 freesia bulbs, and I don't know what they are or what state they're in, but into the pots they went, and things have been watered for a week and I'm keeping them damp, and I'm going to have to read up and see if I'm not killing the things. And then I'm going to try and pronounce this one, Antrinium. I got a packet of seeds and I threw them into the third pot, and as I say, I try not to kill the things, but we'll try and grow them. And we will keep you posted on a weekly basis. And I'm, wondering when I should be looking out for green shoots. And it's growing nicely on a windowsill. It's a lot of sun and it's in a warm room. And I'm doing the watering thing. So next week I'll be getting torn apart by the experts and the children as they take a pot shot at the new potting person, Brian Green. Not so green fingers, Brian Green of The Sod Show. That's coming up next week. So let's go to this week's quite excellent interview.
Noel, welcome to North County Dublin.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me. And I just want to say hello to your listeners. Thanks very much for having me here and giving me the opportunity to talk about the product.
First of all, Dan, I have to say, and most people who know me know that I'm probably more of a Radiohead listener than I am a TV watcher, no disrespect, but I wasn't aware until Krishna Day pointed out to me that, well, quote unquote, just about Krishna said, I should have you on The Sod Show. What is the product? What did people see? What happened on Sunday?
Basically, I suppose if I go back to the brass buttons of how the product evolved and why it's here and how I'm talking to you now, it started from, if I can explain to your listeners, I'm actually confined to a wheelchair. So I like to do some gardening, and what the problem for me is I can't get down to the ground. So I'd always plant in pots, and when I was planting in pots, I'd leave them where I could reach them. But the arrival of a Labrador pup to our family change all that, because he would just destroy the plants. And so I had to come up with a solution that would get the plants out of his way, but I could still reach them. And what I ended up doing then was looking around my own garden, and as many people have in their own gardens, is a garden shed or vertical surfaces. And I came up with a little bracket that can be attached easily to most overlap garden sheds or fences without any tools, allowing me to put the plants up out of the dog's way, but also up high enough that I can reach them. And when I done this, I started to see the other advantages of it. When we were planting in the pots, our plants were, you know, likes of strawberries, and we had tumbling tomatoes and things like that were thriving, because there wasn't very many slugs or snails would come up along the rough surface of the shed. So I thought to myself, well, if this is a product that helps me, then as a person with a disability, then maybe it can help other people that are able-bodied as well. Well, I'm from Tullamore in County Offaly, and I'm living in a housing estate, and like many housing estates in this country that have popped up over the last 10 years, it space is a premium. So gardens are very, very small, and people have very confined spaces. So in our little garden, at the back of our little house in Tullamore in County Offaly, we've got a small shed and some wooden panels around. And that's where my garden is, and the vertical surfaces are my domain, because I'm able to reach them, you know. So that's how we come about with a vertical garden. And for me, it's great, because now I can do something that I used to do, and it affords the opportunity to other people as well to do more with the vertical surfaces in their gardens.
I would know my plant pots by litre size, so it would be liner P9 all the way up to 1 litre, half litre, 2 litre, and so on and so forth. The big one is how big, I suppose, and bearing in mind I've not at this stage seen the product, but how big of a pot will it take?
Well, when I was doing the research on the product, I got out to a lot of the bigger garden centres to ask the question, what is the most popular pot? And they would say, you know, a 6-inch, which would be a 1.5 litre pot roughly. But the product will actually work with a 5-inch pot as well. It sits right down into it, where a 1.5 litre pot or a 6-inch pot will sit slightly more proud. But the weight of the pot creates leverage and makes it a stronger bond onto the shed or fence, which is really great, because even with the really rough and bad weather we've had in the last few days, there hasn't been a stir out of the plants that we have attached to the shed. I should really explain how it works, I suppose, as well. Basically, the product is a flat piece of plastic that you bend at what's called a living hinge, a little bit up the product, and there's a little tab at the back that you bend as well, and when you slide it between the overlaps, it clicks into place and it won't come back down off the shed. So when you put the plant in, that creates opposing force and leverage, pushing the product into the shed or fence at the bottom, and pulling it away at the top where it's stuck behind the timber. So the tighter, it's like a limpet nearly. The further the pot goes into it, the tighter it gets.
So. Okay, so let me break this down for you, because I've now got one of these in my hand. In fact, I have a pack, as you might buy them in a garden centre or a garden centre superstore. So what you're in short looking at is, if you know one of these kitchen sieves that you would have at home, well, take the mesh out of it, that bowl-like circular mesh out of it, take it out. That is in short what you have with a stumpier handle. You nail it to the wall, the weight tries to bring it down, but the edge of the pot works against it. Let me pause that there, because this is podcast. What is the website address for Breezy Gardening?
www.breezygardening.com, and the first 3 images will tell you exactly how the product works. Inside of 10 seconds, you'll know exactly how it works.
Okay, so if you're listening to this on iTunes, which a lot of you do, flick on to breezygardening.com and you'll get a rough gist of what you're looking at. If you're not listening to that and you're listening to it on the blog, or you're listening to it via Facebook, head to blog.donaghanlandscaping.com. Friday is today's day, and you will catch those images and hopefully a wee little instructional video on how the thing all works. I have to say, it's quite a smart product. It's probably one of the smartest that I've seen, and it's Irish made. And a lot of the stuff I think that has come with this kind of grow your own pandemic a little bit has led me to kind of scratch my head and go, look, are you just in it for the few, Bob? But how, to put it into context, Noel, how big of a gardener were you before this point in time?
I done a bit, but I'm not going to lie to people and say I was always gardening, but it was one of the pastimes that I did enjoy doing, and my girlfriend Natalia as well, she loves to garden, and the kids love being out in the garden as well. So it was a necessity for me to come up with a solution that would help. And but also at the back of it all, being a product designer, I wanted to make a product that makes a difference to other people too, and could be affordable. It couldn't be a ridiculously expensive product. It had to be something that people could use the infrastructure that they already have, such as their shed or wooden panel, and the pots that they already possessed to do more with their garden. And that's, you know, that was sort of one of the driving factors, as well as me wanting to be able to garden. So that's how it sort of came about. Allowing me to garden as an extreme user means that it would allow everyone to garden that may not be in a similar position as myself, you know.
Can I ask what age you are?
33, yeah.
You're a bit young to... I mean, I can understand me being, the smoking pipe and the smoking jacket and out, you know, looking at my petunias kind of thing, but you don't really strike me of a bit of, like, you know, meatloaf, bat out of hell kind of going on about you. I don't think I'd like to pick a fight with you with too many drinks on me, if that makes sense to you. But at the same token, you're into gardening. Where did it all stem from?
Well,
did you like that joke? Where did it all stem from?
I think it's probably from my background of being in the military. I was in the military for 6 years before I had my, or 5 years before I had my accident. I'm in a wheelchair now 6 years. And as part of what you do in the military, it's about survival. And survival is about understanding what you can and cannot eat. So by learning those things, you always think, there's hazelnuts or there's blackberries or that's a mushroom that you can eat. So you start to instinctively think about, you know, trying to grow your own as well, you know, if you can do that sort of thing. So that's probably where it comes from, going, right, I'd like to be able to know that I can survive off the stuff in my back garden or whatever it might be. You know, probably just a little bit of that was why it came about. And that's probably where it sort of stemmed from. And also the fact that I thought my shed just looked brutal as well. Like, you know, they can just plain wooden sheds sometimes can be brightened up very quickly with just a simple product like this, you know.
Brian, who is in studio for the first time in 62 sod shows, has decided, weekend just passed, to sow some bulbs. I've got a funny feeling, Brian, that you're on the verge of getting yourself a man shed and some breezy gardening plant holders. What do you think?
I think my three little pots could eventually grow up and go outdoors and hang on the side of a shed, yes. $4.99 for three and only $1.50 for postage in Ireland. Breezygardening.com, gotta check it out. They're wonderful. And if you can screw two little screws into soft wood straight, that's the only DIY you really need. Let's go for a sod show song of the week.
Big girl in the red dress, she's just trying to impress us.
Saw Joe, Song of the Week from The Stranglers, and Hanging Around from the 1977 album Ratus Norvegicus, 35 years ago last month that was released. Let's go back to the garden and Peter, Noel, and the interview.
For those of you who have just three pots of coriander, three pots of parsley, one or two little cherubs of a plant growing away on the kitchen windowsill, what we were kind of saying was that if you had placed these on the underside of the windowsill and bolted them into place, which you can do into a stone wall, you probably, on a day like today, wouldn't have to water them at all, which for a lot of the people I know, no offence, it would actually help in keeping their plants alive. Noel, curiosity kill the cat, where can I pick these up if I'm down in County Galway or I'm in Dublin or I'm in Inishmore where I was on the island of 2-3 weeks ago where they actually don't have a garden centre?
Well, we have our online store. It's at www.breezygardening.com. We'll post them anywhere in Ireland for a very small rate. Obviously, we've covered the cost of that. And we're trying to get them out to the garden centres through distributors as well. But we're in talks about that at the moment. So it's so soon after the show, we have to see what's going to work and what's not going to work.
How does that feel, Noel, when you're on Dragon's Den? It's obviously pre-recorded. Yeah. How was it at the time?
It's a surreal enough experience because you're in front of five very, very influential business people, and it's catching their attention and getting them to understand your product or your idea as quickly as possible and being effective at that. The mixture of that and the nervousness really can catch you off guard. And luckily enough for me now, I knew that pitch inside out, and I was ready going in there. But it's an absolutely terrifying experience, because what you see on TV is very edited from the maybe hour and a half that you're actually in there. So there's, you know, a whole lot more questions that you might not see, and there's a lot of questions answered that people don't see at home, and they might go, well, how come they didn't ask that? Because the problem is that they can't put all of that into the TV show. So it's a terrifying experience, but for me, I think I was more excited than terrified, you know.
Did you get the phone calls from Auntie Mary saying, did you know you're on the television?
I did, yeah. Well, because it's pre-recorded, it's one of those things where you have to try and keep it a secret. And that was a very difficult thing for a long time, because some close family would obviously know, and they're all bursting to say, and you're trying to keep it under wraps. And then the closer it gets to the day as well, the more difficult it is, because more people realize what's going on. And from that perspective, it was great, because it caused great excitement around where we're working at home in Tullamore, within the group Design Hub, that's part of the collaborative I'm in. And all my family were really happy to see it going on, and delighted that the product is going to get out there now.
Curiosity killed the cat, and you touched on it there, the Design Hub. You're sitting at home, you've got this mild dilemma. It's a gardening dilemma, it's a hobby, it's an interest, it's not really what you're trained to do since leaving the military. The bit behind the scenes of where you actually came up with this product design, how does that all work? Give me a bit behind the scenes.
Well, after I had my accident about 6 years ago, I realised I couldn't be a soldier anymore very quickly. And my contract had just expired in the army as well, which is a difficult situation. But in fairness to the army, they were really good. And when I looked to go to college, they supported me while I was in college. And I went back and I studied product design in the Institute of Technology in Carlow. And while I was there, I started to look at, you know, like from the perspective of being in a wheelchair, I started to look at problems a little bit more differently than you would if you were able-bodied. But I had the perspective of having been able-bodied before. So it was really cool that I had that, both those perspectives, and I could start to design within those situations. And when I was just about to finish college, about a year beforehand, you know, we were coming into this recession that we have now, and I understood that we were going to have a difficult time trying to get work. So myself and a few others got together and started a collaborative called Design Hub. There's myself and Andrew and Andy doing product design. There's Angela Matten. She does brand strategy. She has her own company called Midlands Brand Strategy. And then there's Jennifer Dillon, who does interior architecture and design. And what we tried to do is bring all those elements together for each project that we might face and develop a holistic solution, which is much more effective than it being splintered all over the place. But say with this product here, Angela would have had a huge influence on the branding and the packaging and how it's going to look when it's going to go into the stores, point of sale, the website that you mentioned earlier on as well, was all down to the work of the group. You know, I came up with the product, but it's only a piece of plastic until you see the rest of it and how it functions and all those things. Not saying that it's just a piece of plastic, because its development was over a year and a half. From the very initial product, which was quite a simple piece of plastic that had been heated up and bent with a heat, you know, using screwdrivers and heat guns to make prototypes. And we understood that it was going to function through to getting out there and finding out, is there a market for it and the need for it? After I realized that it was a good product for me, right through to making a product brand that would be recognizable and that people would trust and want to buy. So that's where it evolves from, and we actually provide that set of services to people who may have ideas, so they can call us up or go on to designhub.ie, that's our website, the collaborative website, and check out what we're doing if they did ever have an idea that they wanted some help with.
You've been talking there about having the benefit, you might say, of hindsight, foresight, of being able-bodied, as you describe it, to not. If I was to ask you to change one other thing in the gardening world, or your top three things that you could change in the gardening world to your benefit, what would they be?
Well, I think it's the market is starting to change, even from going into garden centres or anywhere that they sell seeds or anything like that. Well, the question you asked was, what would I change? I think I'd look at how can we firm up the ground quicker? You know, is there a way we can drain that water off? Because we're going to have the household charge. Because if I go into grass, I go up to the axles in the wheelchair, so it's difficult for me. And it also is difficult for other people that, even able-bodied, you're dragging muck and clay everywhere and all that sort of thing. There's other areas I'd look at. Again, like you mentioned, the big heavy bags and things like that can be quite difficult to get around. And then, you know, some tools are difficult to use for people with disabilities as well, because the demographics that are there, quite a lot of different type of people use gardening tools, but they're not designed equally for everyone. So as we evolve through life and having from able-bodied to disabled, that product should remain useful anyways, you know, but they don't seem to be. And
Did you get a round of applause when you went into the local tavern for a beverage after?
I haven't been down there yet, but I'm sure there'll be a few pint glasses thrown at me and stuff. You know, the usual crack with all this sort of stuff is always sort of, oh, there's your man now, they got all the money, he'll be able to buy around. But people don't realise that money's gone in a flash in the development and what you're doing, you know. And you know, it's only the start of the hard work now, as far as the product is concerned, and the range that we have planned and the things that we want to do. And I think that it might be interesting for people to watch what we're doing, because it may spark ideas in their heads as well. Because as human beings, we go through life meeting problems, and as intelligent human beings, apparently some of us, not myself included, we solve that problem there and then. And we don't realize that maybe a lot of people have that problem. And if we come up with a good solution, maybe we can make a product that makes a difference, you know?
The Twitterati of Ireland, on a slight side note, have been talking about Mr. Sean O'Sullivan, whom I've never met, I should add, quite a lot quite recently. Not on that note, but on a quite different one. How is it working with him?
Sean is an incredible guy. A true visionary as far as what he's trying to do here in Ireland is concerned. There's another couple of guys there in SOS Ventures, Bill Liao and Alan Clayton. And without them, without their help and their guidance as far as trying to get the product out there is concerned, that's an area I wouldn't be strong in. So they've been really influential and a great help there, and really hands-on, because you get a lot of these things and an investor just wants to give you the money and get you to do all the work. But from the show, I said, look, I need help as well. I need help to get this off the ground. And they've been incredible. Like Sean got me over to China to see you know, how they make things there and all that sort of thing, to understand how we can, you know, get the cost of the product down, because it's important that's affordable. Because sometimes, you know, there's a lot of times that the question's always asked, why do people make the product outside the country? And like, we have to understand too that two or three people will get a job if we can make the product outside and land it here and sell it. But if we try to compete and make it here, it's just too expensive. So those kind of doors are open, and it can make a big difference. And if two or three of us can get a job from just developing this product, and we can have that in mind, we can do great things. Lots of people can do make little businesses and make lots of products. I always compare it to, if you threw a hand grenade into a platoon and the platoon is Intel, it kills everyone. The company is gone. But if you throw a grenade into sparsely situated soldiers, only one or two of them can be killed and the rest of them can survive. So if we treat businesses like that, and they can start to, people can start to look at it like that, that the twos and threes are, the smaller businesses are the ones that will flourish, because they can be more agile and move quicker, you know?
I've got a mild learning lesson in the behind the scenes of something that maybe we all take for granted when we walk our supermarket shelves. I do have to say, hand on my heart, probably one of the nicest gentlemen I've ever had the pleasure to shake hands with. The product is something else. For what it's come from, the story behind it, Christian Day was absolutely right. It is awe-inspiring and inspirational. Do look out for it, folks. If nothing else, do check out the website. That's breezygardening.com, B-R-E-E-Z-Y, that is. And wish them all the best, because isn't it nice just to do so? Brian, back to you. What do you think?
Absolutely wonderful, Peter. Breezygardening.com. You've got to just go there, bookmark the site, check it out. That's it for Sod Show number 61. 62 will be me getting a dressing down on how not to kill bulbs and seeds in little plastic pots, and how to do it correctly. That's next week on Sod Show. Get the blog at blog.donaghanlandscaping.com, on iTunes and on RSS for podcast, and #Sod Show on Twitter. Thanks for listening. Catch you next week. Bye bye. I bet you wondered how I knew about your plan.